This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
He put us in position to win the game, which is at the end of the day. That's all you can ask for from the quarterback. Obviously, some plays he wishes he had back, but overall, I thought he did a lot of good things.
Create some energy or a spark, and it seemed like that worked. Just kind of, I mean, you talk about the resilience of this group, but kind of shined in that moment, in that drive.
Yeah, resilient. That's definitely a word I would use for the group. But we're just. We're on, like I said all week, it's a slim margin for error. We're on the wrong side of that for a lot of reasons. Starts with me, obviously. We're on the wrong side of that margin. We'll continue to talk about it. But at the end of the day, we gotta produce more on the field. And I would say we've had some opportunities. We had some today. We didn't take advantage.
What feels it like to the team? What kind of message to the team, considering the position the team is in at 1-6?
Yeah, I mean, the message is the margin for error is slim in this league. And, we need to eliminate, some things that we're doing. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, run game, pass game, run defense, pass defense, field goal block that are the difference between, 3 points, 7 points, no points. That's the message. They know it. They understand it. Situations arise. Our opponents are taking more advantage of them, those situations, than we are. And we know it. We understand it. And we're just not doing enough, really, in any phase. Or, I shouldn't say that. We do some good things in one phase, and then, we're just not putting it together. And I think the end of the game is a perfect example of that. Offense goes down, scores, gives us an opportunity, and then, Turn around defensively. We can't play the complimentary football. We need to close the game out.
20 years of that.
And that's the difference. And I think there's some instances where we did stop them, and then we did get the ball back, and then it just we didn't, not enough.
Brian, we've heard you speak about liking the system that you guys have in place, but at 1-6, where is the line between staying the course and things needing to change?
I think the line is that the margin for error we're talking about. Are the things we're doing enough to get us on the right side of that margin? Do we understand those situations? Do we understand, without getting into specifics, if we make this play, this play, this play, and this play, the game's different. Whether or not we understand those things, and I think we do, we're just not making those plays. So we got to find a different way to try to teach those, that awareness, to try to help them execute better in those situations. And we'll just keep applying pressure to those guys to get it right. They want to get it right. That I know. As far as, we're always looking for better ways to help this team execute and have success. We'll continue to do that.
Brian, on the network telecast during this game, they said that this week Charlie Fry pulled to his side and tried to help him focus on just this game and not the outside speculation that we've all heard. I know you're reluctant to talk about coach-player conversations, but what can you tell us about Tua's ability to focus this week and how much of a challenge he faced as opposed to maybe just a quote-unquote normal week?
I don't I mean, I had a conversation with Tua about, you know, all that was going on. Same conversation we've been having for, you know, for a little while, which is he's our quarterback. His focus needs to be on, you know, our team, what we're doing. You know, in this case, it was Atlanta. That day, whatever we were doing that day, third down, red zone, 2 minute. And understanding that there's some outside noise, some outside distractions, but, you know, just do everything he can to focus. And I think he, you know, he was able to do that. And I thought he, you know, did a lot of good things today.
We've seen this team have good performances in the fourth quarter, trying to come back. Why is it that the Miami Dolphins are not able to carry that over to the next game, to next week? What is the challenge there?
Yeah, I mean, every week's a little different. You know, the opponent's different. The schemes, the concepts, the players are different. So every week's a little bit different. And I would say, you know, this team this year, we've done things in spurts, played, you know, some good offense in spurts, some good defense in spurts, some good things in the kicking game in spurts. We just haven't been able to string anything together consistently. Something we've talked about, you know, a lot as a team, and we're just not getting it done right now.
Brian, Jalen Waddle, 6 catches, 6 first downs, and gets a first down on each catch.
Yep.
So he's produced, you know, he's been what you want. But how much conversation was there before the draft about Pitts?
We talk about, you know, a lot of players. He was selected before, you know, we picked. So there was conversation about him. There was conversation about a lot of players. Obviously, he's a, you know, very good player. But we're very happy with Jalen and, you know, the players we selected.
I know hindsight is 2020, but is there any regret on not taking that 5 week 12 in the London game?
No. I thought our guys were, you know, had juice, had energy, they were ready to go. I thought we got off to a good start. We just, I don't think energy, and I don't think that played a role today. We just, you know, a lot of missed opportunities. You know, I mean, I think it's a lot of things we could have done better. A lot of things we could have coached better. So, I mean, I think it's, you know, pretty clear. You watch the game. It was, you know, this play, that play, that play, that play. And then there's a lot of plays that you probably, you know, you guys won't see that. I'm sure I'll, you know, we'll watch tomorrow, show up and say, hey, if we would have, you know, got to the right route depth on this, or played the sticks defensively on this, or made this block inside, you know, we would have sprung a run. But unfortunately, you know, we just didn't do enough.